Welcome to Songs and Stories, the not for musicians only music podcast. Hey there, welcome once again to Songs and Stories. I'm Michael Gaither, and this is Songs and Stories episode number 119. As I'm trying very, very hard to get back on a regular interval broadcasting, uploading schedule with these podcast thingies, and I will, I promise every time, but I've got a few interviews that are kind of queued up, and so I should be able to get these out at regular intervals coming very soon. If you haven't been catching up with me, I've spent the bulk of this year working on a new CD and finishing it and promoting it and playing it and doing all that stuff that goes on when you release a new record, which kind of took up all my quote-unquote free time or my smidgen of time I have to devote to music. But that's kind of not wrapping up. I have CDs and I'm really happy with it, but the push and all the promo is all kind of underway, so now I can get back and really start doing these podcasts a lot more regularly, at least once a month. And I've gotten to be able to talk, still can't talk. I haven't been listening for 2.5 months and I still can't talk. I've been able to talk to some very cool people recently, and including our guest on this episode, who is a regular here on the podcast. Ancy McLean of the Trailer Park Troubadour is one of my favorite songwriters and a very, very fun guy to hang out with, is going to be our guest on today's show. And if that name sounds familiar, well, you've probably heard me mention him before. He's been on, that's a nonchalantly click back here. He was a guest way back in episodes 51 and 52 of Songs and Stories. We met backstage at the Rio Theater in a very noisy green room, if you recall that episode. And if you don't, it's on my website. And then in 52, we met at KPIG and he played a couple of songs outside where the wind just was merciless. Showed me no mercy on the recording. But, you know, we did a couple of really fun interviews with that. And then about a year and a half ago or so, he came here by the house. He came by podcasting headquarters and talked to me on episode number 101. And we really just kind of shot the breeze. I think in that one, we talked for probably half an hour until finally one of us said, oh, wait, there's a new record to talk about. So we, you know, he's always fun to talk about. He's a visual guy as well as a musician and a songwriter, and all that comes into play. If you've been to unhitched.com and seen his artwork or heard his music, you know there's a lot going on in Ancy's head, and he gets most of it down on canvas and CD. He was in town recently at the Rio Theater doing a release party for his brand new CD, Living the Dream, Music from the Motion Picture. And I'll let him talk about that, the meaning behind that title, during the interview. So we talked about his new record, and he actually, you know, threw me some props to my new record, Starlight Drive-In Saturday Night, which again, Ancy, thank you for the kind words. It really means a lot. So you'll actually hear a little bit about that, too. Before the show, I was loitering. Again, I've been gone for a month and a half, and I still can't talk. I was loitering out front of the Rio Theater, where Ancy was doing his sound check, and so I was able to talk to a few folks in line. You know, I was bored, basically. I was bored standing with my recorder looking like an adult, so I thought, well, I'll pretend I'm a real reporter, and I'll go around, and I'll get people's opinions. So I actually interviewed a few of Ancy's fans out in front of the theater, and then I went inside where a couple of folks were helping him set up merchandise, and actually it was right after his birthday, and so somebody had a big giant birthday card we all signed. So I got to actually talk to a few folks about Ancy and his music before the show, and so what I'm going to do is let you hear that, a couple of sound clips, and then we'll talk to Ancy. And if you've never been to Songs and Stories before, thank you for joining me. I want to let you know that you can find out all about Ancy McLean and some links to go with this episode if you go to my website. That's michaelgaither.com, michaelgaither.com. Look for the section there on the main page for Songs and Stories 119, and there'll be links to Ancy's website, his CDs, and where he's playing. We'll talk a little bit more about playing dates afterwards. You can also go to unhitched.com. That goes directly to Ancy's site. And you can find out pretty much the same stuff, but, you know, kind of in a different order with different links. So before we do that, let's go to the Rio Theater and talked to some people about ANSI before the show, and then we'll hear a couple of sound clips from his new record, Living the Dream, music from the motion picture. And one quick comment about the new record, which I really, really like. And one thing I like about ANSI is he doesn't just spit out the same thing every time. Every record has, you know, there's a lot of warmth, there's a lot of humor. There's just this really kind of happy, funny, feel-good music. But he's always trying something different, you know, which I really appreciate. And on this one, he has a couple of rap songs, which work really well. And so we're going to hear some people talking about ANSI. We'll hear a couple clips from the new record, including We're All Gonna Die, one of the rap songs, and Hanging With My Friends Again, a very fun, happy Troubadours-type tune. So we'll hear some folks talking about ANSI. We'll hear a couple of tunes, and then we'll talk with ANSI McLean of the Trailer Park Troubadours backstage at the Rio Theater in Santa Cruz.
My name is Paulette, and I've come to every New Year's Eve, so however long he's been coming to. Last year was my second New Year's. I go to the fair, and I saw him at the Jazz Center downtown last year when he came.
Oh, the Columbus show.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
Nice.
Too. Yeah. So almost every time.
So what keeps you coming back to the Trailer Park?
I love his energy. I love their energy, and I've gotten to know Bruce from the Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
He's the one that told me about this.
When we go into Trader Joe's, we look for Bruce. If he's not there, we don't show.
Yeah, really. He's such a nice man.
He is.
But I love their energy, and I love the crowd. The crowds are friendly, you know, and it's kind of like you get familiar with people. It's like, oh, I know, I remember.
It's like a club. It's like a big club that anybody can join.
I never thought I'd be a cult, but, you know, it's a cult.
Yeah.
It's a Trailer Park cult. And the music is, you can listen to it so many times.
Yeah,
I listen to it at the gym, and, it just kind of brings me up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great, well, thanks. How about you? What's your name and how many Trailer Park Troubadour shows?
I'm a virgin is my first
name. Okay. I'll let ANSI know.
but I guess for the...
Do you know his music?
Yeah, I've listened to a little bit, but I had to get my outfit together. So
you came dressed appropriately for tonight's show?
I hope so. Okay. I had to do research and everything. So.
In fact, I have a picture of him.
I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to this.
And that picture will look great on the audio podcast. Let's see. Okay, I'm pointing my recorder at the picture. Can you see everybody at home? Great.
Blurry?
No, it looks really nice.
That was New Year's Eve.
Nice.
This year.
Very cool.
He came out early.
And what's your name and how many Trailer Park Troubadour shows have you been to?
Too many to count.
More than two, less than 50?
Less than 50, more than two. Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I'm Michael.
Nice to meet you, Michael.
So what brings you back to the Trailer Park Troubadours over and over and over?
Because I'm a trailer type of person. And I love their music.
In a good way.
And they always make me laugh. Good music, good dancing.
It's always fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
I, in fact, when she told me she was coming here one New Year's, I said, no way, I'm a jazz person. No way.
Yeah.
But I walked here.
It's that K-Pig stuff. It's Trailer Park
music. No, I like K-Pig occasionally, but my thing is jazz.
Yeah, okay.
And so, but I walked here because I live close by, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I came, I sat down, there was a guitarist on who was fabulous, but he was on and on. I'm going, I can't do this. And just as I was about to open, they came on, and I was like, I could not sit still from the first second.
It gets to you.
They're incredible. I think they're intelligent lyrics. They're very woman-friendly. I mean, like that, that they, no matter what it is, you know, they just... It's really cool, and in fact, I told ANSI he was going down the aisle, and I told him what I just told you about jazz.
Yeah.
And then I left early, right at the end, not early, but I had to get home to check him. And after I left, he went on and on, and he dedicated the next part to the Ellen who loves jazz, and he did some jazz. He thinks I'm so sorry I missed it.
So maybe ANSI could start playing jazz clubs and open up a whole new audience.
No. But I thought it was just totally cool that he heard what I said.
And he acknowledged you and did something.
He acknowledged it and he had something to do, and I was gone.
Nice.
But I think they're brilliant.
They are.
And I've seen them ever since then. I've gone to every show.
Thanks. What's your name?
Jeff.
How many ANSI shows have you seen?
Probably 10 or 12. I'm a newbie.
And why do you keep coming back?
Because I keep seeing the shows. The shows are just so good that I'm really kind of a recluse. Uh-huh. I very rarely go out without my wife, but my wife is back visiting her mom, and I'm here.
So Ansi McLean gets you out of the house.
Yep, he does.
Very cool. Hi, Sue Butler.
Hi.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
You have
too.
A lot of merchandise to sell.
And I don't even have all of it. Okay, new good old days. I'm out because we can't afford to do it. You know, we just got three new. We got this new one, and then we just had this reprinted and this reprinted. And then there's...
And the new one is Living the Dream.
Yeah, it is so good. Such a fantastic CD. I love
so
it.
I'm asking people, how many times have you seen Ansi McLean in the Trailer Park Troubadours?
Wow.
More than... How many times have you seen it?
Have I? Oh, I can't even...
More than two? Yeah. Less than 50?
Oh, my God. Probably a couple hundred. I mean...
And what keeps you coming back to his shows?
Well, I mean, I love, besides loving them.
Yeah.
Well, I sell the merchandise.
And selling the merchandise. That has you kind of have to be
it.
Here.
Kind of, yeah, it's sort of my job. But, I mean, when I first started, it was just because, you know, I went to the first one and he had me at the very first, the very first show, very first song. He had me. And then I just, like, anytime he was within a radius of a couple of hours drive, I was there.
Nice.
Yeah, and now look at me.
Now you're selling.
Now
stuff.
I drive him to the venues. So yeah, it's
okay. Go up here, sell some.
Got it.
I'm hanging with my friends again. It's been a long, long time. I'm hanging with my friends again. They nearly lost their mind. When we get together, you know, it's like we never even went our separate ways. We pick up the crazy right where we left it, gonna make some new good old days. I'm hanging with my friends again, it's been a long, long while. I'm hanging with my friends again, they can always make me smile. We're a little bit older and some of us are wiser and some of us will never be. There's a rumor going around that one of us is mental. Why you all looking at me? I'm hanging with my friends again. It's been a long, long time. I'm hanging with my friends again. They nearly lost their mind. Wise man told me when he was close to dying, said come a little closer. It's one thing you need to know. I remember it like yesterday. His voice was tense and urgent. He said never, no always, no wait.
We're all gonna die.
No, that's not it.
We're all gonna die.
No.
We're all gonna die.
Doesn't ring a bell. He said something about the future, or something about the present, and some stuff that he kept calling the meaning of life. He said something about being happy, and yada, 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 and then he grabbed me by the collar with a crazed look in his eyes, said,
we're all gonna die.
No, I'm pretty sure that ain't it.
We're all gonna die.
I think I would remember that.
We're all gonna die.
Nope.
We're all gonna die.
You know, I'm drawing a blank here. I'm sorry.
I was thinking I should have like a little punch card for people that have been on this show a bunch of times and give like a free yogurt or something. Because you've been on this like four or five times.
Free yogurt sounds great.
Great? Go with the pizza you're having.
Yeah.
This is actually the first pizza on the Songs and Stories podcast. So it's
is that right?
Like,
well, it's chicken Alfredo, and it's actually, I much prefer like a meat lover's, but this is going to do.
There's chicken. Nicely.
It's got bacon on it too. So bacon's if good. You put bacon on there.
Pretty much.
It's pretty much
we were at something at, I think it was Costco, and there was something wrapped in bacon, and somebody asked, what is it? I said, it doesn't matter, it's wrapped in bacon.
It doesn't matter.
I know. You put bacon on there.
Exactly.
Forget about it.
Exactly.
My wife, Polyester, has stepped in, and I want to introduce
her to you.
Nice
to meet you.
This is Michael Gaither.
Nice to meet you.
This is the lovely... 28 years now we've been married, and I raised 5 kids together, and you know, she's doing her hair. And
not
it looks
yet.
Great.
I've been not
I've heard wonderful things. It's nice
well,
to meet
thank
you finally.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And now you're on the podcast.
Oh, is this going now?
It's going now.
We lost her now. She's out.
Okay. She just runs down. Watch your head on that light because we almost killed ourselves.
She's 5'1". I don't think she's going to have the same issue that you and I might
probably
have.
Not. Probably not. Yeah. You're like 6'17".
6'3", so.
Yeah.
But, I've developed a callus right here at the top of my head
from lights and
doors.
Doorways.
Yeah. So it doesn't bother me as much
well,
anymore.
Well, it's good to see you, like always.
Good to see you, sir. And
yes.
Your new album is wonderful. Thank you.
And thank you for the nice comments.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'll help.
Absolutely. I mean, it's you.
And thanks for listening. And
I can't pass a taqueria now without thinking about you.
Perfect. My work is done.
Yeah. It's working. Yeah. No, it's the songs are honest and heartfelt, and your delivery is it's natural. You know, I like to hear a guy sing the way he talks.
Mm-hmm.
No pretense, no none of this throaty stuff. You know, that sort of you know the tricks and effects that we kind of put on our own voices.
Yeah, and I've kind of worked, this is about me, but well, you know, it's my podcast.
It's okay, yeah, it's yours.
But I've worked hard on just make the whole thing real natural and comfortable. I think just, you know, playing a lot the last several years and really listening to every show and figuring out what works and what doesn't. And,
well,
you know.
Dan's
and
not...
Having Dan Kai produce it and doing it up here at Bear Creek Studios.
There you go.
You know, and
how can you go wrong?
Yeah, we had this conversation a couple times, but the idea was like, you know, give it a band arrangement, but not overdo it.
Yeah.
You know, one lead instrument per song, and let the story shine.
You know, and I tend to do that too. My this new album that we talk about me for a minute now.
We can't. We have like a minute left before you have to spray your hair. Which I haven't even heard the record yet, so I can't wait to hear
it. I'm going to get you a copy, then you can use it in the podcast if you like, and you can... use it as coasters, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they make nice coasters.
They do, and whatever you need, you know, I'm there for you.
Okay.
Basically,
ninja stars, you know, the thin ones, you know.
Darts, yeah.
Exactly.
But in mixing that album, you know, I tend to put a lot of stuff on, and then strip it all out. You know, that's kind of the process for me. Is I keep adding and adding and adding and adding, and
mm-hmm.
I'll do. If I'm doing my own background vocals on stuff, which I like to do,
mm-hmm.
I'll end up doing 12, you know, passes of, you know, I'll double 6 parts, you know, and then of course you're matching parts, you know, but it's just you're fattening it up, and then I'll set it away for a while, and then I'll pick it back up and listen and go, you know, okay. Yep, don't need this, don't need
it's
that.
It's funny
don't
how
need
that
this,
works.
Yeah.
I mean, like on one, my friend Brianna, who did all the female, the harmony, we had her kind of sing on everything, and then we just pulled pieces out, and it just made it better. I think you heard it better when there was less of it or something.
Yep, absolutely. Well, less is more is a worn-out phrase anymore, but it's something
that... It
works
that, in this application.
It does. It works in music. It works in art.
Yeah.
I love a painting that is... as much about the white space
mm-hmm.
or the negative space as it is about the positive space,
right.
You know, the busyness that's going in a certain area of the painting.
Right.
Let's say it's foliage or a bunch of leaves, but what makes that so cool is the negative space that's going on around
there. There's more texture, I think, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, especially on this record, and again, I'm not trying to focus on me, but there's a lot of, if you listen to it, there's a lot of spaces between a lot of the lyrics. And a lot of that was really awkward to get used to playing because you're used to like strumming and playing your songs.
Oh, you're right.
Just,
yeah.
You know.
It's sort of, I look at it like having a conversation.
Yeah.
When you're talking to somebody and you're having a meaningful exchange of an idea or you're trying to explore something.
Right.
And there's a give and a take and a back and a forth, and sometimes there are pauses.
So if I just start talking now while you're trying to talk and don't you get away, that kind of makes the point
no
that you can't really say, you know, can't really think of it.
Right, yeah. That sucks.
That's a really good analogy.
Yeah, I mean, and you can always listen, and you can kind of hear it on a lot of albums, actually, when a player is playing absentmindedly, waiting for his solo, you know, and My favorite guitar players are those guys that, you know, are playing for the song and listening for the dynamic of the story of the song or whatever, and playing to that rather than, okay, I'm just doing some pads, some fills here. And then
I'm bored of it if he's keep playing until I get a chance to play.
Yeah, I'm playing the same lick, same vocabulary I've used in the 18 other songs that I've played in this week, you know. And but it's nice, and I think you have wonderful happy accidents that way too.
Mm-hmm.
But at times, as you know, it can seem really labored.
Yeah.
You get like, man, I've been 3 days on this song, and where's the fresh? You know, how do I pull fresh out of this?
Right, right.
You know? But yeah, this album that I just finished, and it's took 2 years.
Let's talk about Living the Dream. Is there a theme for this one? Because I think the last one, you're kind of going in, I don't want to call it a positivity thing, but you're still writing, you're still in Pineview Heights. You're still writing these really, clever sounds shallow, but just funny songs that have a lot of life to them. You don't just hear the funny title and go, oh, that was funny once. I mean, you come back and they're heartfelt, but they're funny, but there's kind of this life-affirming kind of thing running through a lot of your songs.
Thank you. That
and
means
it seems
a lot.
Like you're doing that here, too.
Yeah, this is...
And it's fun.
Well, good. That's the idea. I mean, you know, I've put albums out that were more, that I had to release, that were songs that, you know, was baggage for me that I had to get rid of. They're maybe not as upbeat and positive, but still had to do.
Right.
But this album is totally at 50 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
I am happier than I've ever been in my life. I have more reasons to be happy than I've ever had, and you know, I just am living the dream. And you know, my Buddhist friends and Eastern philosophy friends will kind of not like that phrase, living the dream. You know, cause you tell a practicing Buddhist, you know, I'm living the dream, and they'll tell you to wake up. You know, it's like, but that's not where I'm going with this. The concept of this album is more realizing the great blessings that we have around us, and realizing that dream as a symbol for great positive, happy,
the cool things around you.
Yeah, the cool things around you, joy, as it happens to you, is if you're blind to that, you're missing so much of life, you know. And man, we see people like that every day.
Yeah.
So this is an album for people to who might be feeling a little bit down about getting older. They've hit midlife.
That's a good album for 50. I'm a year behind you, just barely. April 11th is my birthday, so I'm just barely a year behind you. So I appreciate this stuff.
Yeah, it's 50 is. It's great. I hope I'm this happy and feeling this good at 51 and 52 and all that.
I think you're on a pretty good path.
You think so? Well, I feel like I am, and I think it's
the people in line that I was talking to were kind of have the same attitude.
These are good.
His
good
music
folks
makes
here.
Me happy, and it, you know, that's it's working.
Yeah, I love the comments after the shows. We played in Roseville last night.
I
had about 400 people that were. That are, you know, a lot of new folks, a lot of new friends.
Good.
You know, and it just, I mean, you're on a high for a while after this kind of thing, you know. And so I'm grateful to these folks that keep coming to these shows and, you know.
And bringing new people. We brought a couple of friends tonight that haven't seen you before, you know.
Good
so
deal.
Very excited.
Cool. Your check is in the mail.
Okay.
Just spreading the love.
Exactly.
But yeah, but this album, the theme is pretty much it's reaching middle age, getting older.
Good.
And I describe it as these are songs written by a man who looked mortality in the face, saw his own reflection, and then takes his friends out for ice cream.
I like that.
So that's the way I want people to feel.
Yeah, so it's a positive, affirming album with a song about Joan Rivers. So
it does have Joan Rivers in there, And
so there's a lot of humor in this. I mean,
there is humor. And it's a humorous, it's kind of a serious song, though, about plastic surgery and women who go overboard trying to fight time until they look like a cartoon.
Joan Rivers.
Yeah. And the hook of the chorus is that we're all going to look like Joan Rivers when it's all over. You know, if we stay on this path. Men and women, I mean, they do this surgery and with the Botox and the you know, the silicone injections and all of this stuff, and they just look silly. Yeah. Somebody needs to tell them this. I think, you know, their friends are all very supportive, and, you know, they want them to feel good about themselves, right, and all of that. I mean, you know, but...
But at some point... what's an example? We could actually spend it. You don't have much time, but this could be a whole hour conference. Mm-hmm. I think it was Nicole Kidman, who's one of these beautiful Hollywood actresses,
yes,
that just started doing Botox. It's like, what the heck did you do?
Yeah.
You know, it's sad.
Oh, the list is endless. You know, Meg Ryan broke my heart 4 or 5 years ago with a film that she made, and I was... It broke my heart for her, you know. But, these actresses, and I've known...
And they're under pressure, too. You know?
They're under pressure. They it's a different world that they live in, man. And then, you know, they're hitting 40, and it's like they're suddenly irrelevant.
You know, on a similar theme, like going to music festivals at Strawberry a couple years ago, Patti Loveless played, and she did a sort of a bluegrass set. She's doing a bluegrass record. And I'm thinking... I was kind of surprised that she's like this big country star, but there's a whole group.
She's so normal.
Well, there's a group of these like, you know, these country artists that were women that hit their 40s, and all of a sudden they weren't like 20 and cute anymore, and they weren't getting the big contracts. Very talented, big fan base.
Absolutely,
they had to go into these sort of more Americana genres to like make a living. That's for the same reasons.
Yeah, and those of us who were really in the fledgling Americana. Mm-hmm. Market when it was real. I mean, I was one of those first artists that jumped in the Americana ring when that genre was first being established and all that. And we were scraping to get an identity together. Mm-hmm. And a big identity crisis in the Americana market. And then even more so, what added to that was when guys like Robert Plant, and these guys are like huge megastars already.
I'm going to do an Americana album.
Yeah, I'm going to do an Americana album. And now it's like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, you're a British pop rocker guy. You know, you're Led Zeppelin, dude.
Yeah.
What are you doing in Americana here? Come on. But one of the greatest albums with Alison Krauss.
Raising Sand.
Yeah.
And his follow-up was great, too.
Follow-up
was
good.
Buddy Miller and Daryl Sand.
Yeah. I must say, though, I saw them live, and what's the band? He called the band...
Band of Joy?
The Band of Joy. I didn't see a whole lot of joy on that stage.
Some talent, but not very joyful.
Talented. Buddy Miller's phenomenal, you know? Yeah. And, you know, I've got friends there, you know? I'm just saying, you know, it was a...
Yeah.
That was pretty much watching some guys, you know, making a house payment.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, great music, and that album is phenomenal.
It is.
But well, cool. Speaking of making a house payment,
you gotta spray your hair, put on some duds.
Yep. I'm gonna do that. I'm sorry we have more time.
Bring your Band of Joy downstairs.
You really want to see Joy on stage.
Band of Joy.
That's right. These guys are joyful, and it's such a pleasure to play with them.
Yeah.
And a lot
of them are local guys. I mean,
they are.
You know,
Bruce Wanmayer here in Santa Cruz. And Dan Becker, Santa Cruz, beautiful soul. Todd McMasters is in Ben Lomond.
Yeah, my buddy who came with me, actually, he's a video guy. He knows Todd from doing engineering audio work
at the day jobs. Todd's a genius, man. Yeah. He's got this, he listens to a song once, he's got it down. I don't think I've ever, I can count on one hand when Todd has hit a wrong note.
Wow.
And all these years playing with him, you know, it's just, he locks in, man. He's a bright dude. All these guys are smart and just brilliant. Derek Bodkin's playing banjo with us now too.
I got a buddy. Every time I see Derek, it's like, dude, banjo lessons. He goes, yeah, I'll call you. This happened. Like, Derek, if you're listening, I'm gonna bug him again.
Okay.
I really want banjo lessons. Here's my number.
Oh yeah.
Give me a call. He's like, oh,
he'd be the guy. He'd be the guy. Yeah, Terry Domain's playing drums with us now. He's got his brother Brandon playing percussion tonight.
Oh, very cool.
So, we have a ball. We're having a good time.
It's the big band of joy.
It is a big band tonight, yeah. I can't afford these guys, but I'm going to play with them.
Okay. I'll let you get ready.
Thanks
man. And always
appreciate it, brother.
And I appreciate the feedback, too, on the record.
Absolutely.
All right. Get dressed.
Once again, Ancy McLean of the Trailer Park Troubadours backstage at the Rio Theater for a CD release party for the new record, Living the Dream, Music from the Motion Picture. And yes, that's the whole title. It's a great record, and it's always great chatting with Ancy. Thanks again, man. I always come away with some little kernel of knowledge, and I always appreciate the kudos as well. But Ansi writes great songs, and he puts on just a heck of a show. It's always something different, too. And also thanks to the folks out in front who were kind enough to let me poke my recorder in their face. Again, I was bored, but it looked like I was kind of official as a podcaster, shoving this recorder in people's faces, getting some nice comments about Ansi. Again, you can find more about Ansi at my site, michaelgaither.com, and look for the section on Songs and Stories 119. You can also go right over to unhitched.com and find out about the new record and what Ansi's up to. And besides the record, check out his artwork, some of his artworks up there. He's always painting guitars or doing something really cool, and half the time he auctions them off for charity. It's really kind of cool. He also does a lot of interesting side projects. He's been doing field trips the last couple of years to places like San Francisco and Memphis, and taking little tour buses and showing people around. In fall of 2013, I believe, and if not, I'll post a correction on my site, he's doing a cruise to Hawaii, so you can cruise with Ansi and some fellow flamingo heads to Hawaii and cruise. And I think you're flying there and then having fun in Hawaii. But go to unhitched.com to find out more about that, more about Ansi. And once again, if I haven't said so already, thank you for listening to Songs and Stories. I appreciate it, as well as do the artists who are on this show. And whether you found me on a link somewhere on the interwebs or off my website or on iTunes, or if you heard this on KC Cafe Radio or Grateful Dread Radio, I appreciate your time, taking the time to learn about all these very cool artists that give us their time to talk about what they do. Coming up next, and it won't be another two-month hiatus, I promise, we're going to be talking with Audrey Ald, a Australian-born singer who also now lives in Nashville. She comes out here about once a year and does a run through California. She's quite popular on K-Pig Radio, and we got to sit down at K-Pig about a month ago or so and talked about what she's up to, her new records, and some of the side projects she's involved with, some really cool things with the Bread and Roses organization. So that'll be up in a few weeks, and the best way to find out about it is to subscribe in iTunes or just keep listening to wherever you found this episode of Songs and Stories. Once again, I'm Michael Gaither. There's more info about the site and the show at michaelgaither.com. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. Take care.